The environment plays a huge part in winemaking. What about beer? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dana Harvey, assistant professor of sociology at the College of the Holy Cross, discusses why goût de terroir isn't just for wineries.
Well, the concept of goût de terroir, or taste of the soil, has been primarily used to link wine with specific places, often referring to ecological and cultural conditions that create a shared effect. The term is increasingly used to discuss craft beer. Similar to the production ecology, soil, topography, and microclimate of wine, champagne, or cheese, craft brewers are beginning to stress the interplay of place, cultural traditions, ecology, and science to recreate the idea of beer. While the term de terroir in brewing is rooted in various movements such as slow food, back to the land, and locavore, to name a few, much of it involves a renegotiation of the concept itself. This, particularly in New England, is primarily due to the fact that the chief ingredient of beer, grain, is not grown in large enough quantities to make a place-specific product. Capitalism creates problems for locally sourcing other ingredients as well. To get around the difficulties that terroir presents for craft beer, brewers have adapted by developing three interactional strategies. First, they stress what we call network ecologies, a group of independent systems that build up a particular infrastructure, here the craft beer industry, by highlighting their relationships with local farms and other food producers. In doing so, they talk about their interactions with the local environment and how it allows them to produce a unique product. Second, they interact through collaborative brewing projects with other brewers. Here, the interaction has both pragmatic and symbolic value. And finally, they stress an interactional past. They situate the production of beer in New England in Thoreau's landscape, thereby invoking a bucolic and pastoral mythos in which they are, of course, the constitutive actors.
That was Dana Harvey of the College of the Holy Cross. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.